Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
And hope and love. What do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
You know, we need them.
Yeah.
We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I suppose I'm ready.
You want to
be not, I might as well get ready.
You at least want to be ready.
I
How about
be
that?
Ready.
Yeah, you
want to
be.
Agree with
sometimes
that.
It's just if you want to be ready, even though you're not, it's okay. You know, it'll work out. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, I was talking on a recent program about my friend Ernie McDaniel, right?
Yes.
You remember? And Ernie is a writer. He's retired now. He, for years, was in the financial planning. Before that, insurance sales back in the day. Ernie sold me a lot of insurance policies that I wish I still had, but,
right.
Anyway, that's another story. But Ernie posts a lot these days because he does write, and he posts a lot on social media, and he recently posted something that reminded me of something I haven't seen in a while. And that was the, he posted the Aramaic, Our Father.
Okay.
And you know, when we read our Bible, we most of us don't think about how many translations,
right,
what we're reading
and
has gone through.
How much has been lost in translation?
Jesus spoke Aramaic, not the Aramaic that's still, but the Aramaic that Jesus spoke was a very flowery language. And a gentleman by the name of Neil Douglas Klotz attempted and did go back to the original Aramaic, and man, does it make a difference? I thought we'd talk a little bit about that.
All right.
I mean, his post inspired me, and I don't think we've done anything like this, so we're just gonna have a little fun with the Our Father today.
I like it.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Of course, I need to hit the right button. There we go.
You're getting us started again. That's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Are
folks,
you
thank
ready?
You. Yeah, I don't know. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We are presented by the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment. What does the Our Father sound like in Aramaic, the original? Well, we're going to explore that today here on Strategies.
Catch the rhythm, feel the time.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And you know, we're looking at we're looking at probably one of the most famous prayers that could be today. The Our Father.
Yeah.
And the words of Jesus, we're all familiar with, it's in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. It's also in Luke chapter 11, verses 2 through 4.
The disciples ask him, how should we pray,
basically? Right, right,
what's the
exactly.
best way? How can we mimic you? What is it? What is the prayer you suggest for us?
And what, you know, what he gave was, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, it's elegant. However, as elegant as it is, we have to understand
what it really means.
That what we're looking at when we look at our Bibles is translation after translation after translation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go back to the Aramaic that Jesus spoke, let me give an example using another piece of scripture here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 says, "Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." All right, so the problem is, in Aramaic and in all of the Semitic languages, the word for good primarily means ripe.
Right.
And the word for corrupt or evil primarily means unripe.
Right.
So.
Which just refers to a degree of readiness and growth.
Right. So when
and
you.
And fruitfulness.
When you hear with Aramaic ears, which is the whole point of this, the words might sound more like this from Matthew chapter 7. A ripe tree brings forth ripe fruit, and an unripe tree brings forth unripe fruit.
And what a difference that makes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because what that then suggests is that there's no inherent good or evil.
No, the tree
just needs more time to grow.
Right.
And to branch out.
Right.
And to root deeper into who and what it is.
So the tree isn't morally bad, but it's unripe. And so it's not the right time and the place to bear fruit. And, you know, it's as Jesus did, he used so much of what would have been around him to teach, which is nature. And so rather than imposing this external standard of goodness, the lesson has to do with proper time, proper place. For, you know, if you work with plants at all, trees, you know that there's a process
right.
involved. And so it's not about evil or good.
And we don't, you know, if a tree or a plant doesn't produce the way we expect, we don't immediately fault the plant.
Right.
I think we have a tendency to look towards its environment and what can we do to adjust it, because it's not a bad plant.
Right.
Right? It's right. something that we can cultivate better.
Absolutely. And so to live well, the Aramaic, Jesus says, learn to cultivate your sense of timing in harmony with nature. Mm-hmm. So pluck the fruits of life after they come to full flavor, but before they fall to the ground, right?
And
do you feel that shift? I mean, do you hear and feel?
It's a huge shift, and I think it's something that we really could use reconnecting with in this day and age, because we are so disconnected from nature and therefore ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I think this is something that, you know, people in Jesus's time, in ancient times, really had a good grasp of, really looking to nature and to the patience and the cycles and the seasons, and recognizing that within nature and themselves. And it's something we've lost touch with. I mean, we expect to do and to go and to produce. But, you know, just like you read, it's not about always producing, because you don't want to produce unripe fruit before
right.
it's ready.
It's about understanding and moving with the seasons. Mm-hmm. All right. So with that in mind, and again, let me give some credit where credit is due. There's a book, a wonderful book. It's called The Hidden Gospel, Neil Douglas Klotz, K-L-O-T-Z. It's actually Douglas
hyphens
Klotz.
It's a double
Neil
barrel name.
Douglas Klotz. So the Our Father begins in Aramaic, Abun Dewashmaya, O birther, father, mother, parent of the cosmos. Mm. You create all that moves in light. Mm-hmm.
See, and this is such a drastic already. It's a drastic divergence.
And
right?
we've just gotten the first couple of words. Yeah, our father. Yeah.
Our father, it was originally our birther. It had
right.
it
oh,
had
birther.
It had no gender, because the cosmos is the universe has no gender.
Yeah.
It is all that is.
Yeah.
And the beauty of, you said, you create all that moves in light.
Yeah. All right. So it begins Abun Bawashmaya and continues Nithquadash Shmak.
Okay.
All right. And that is focus your light within us. Make it useful. Mm-hmm. As the rays of a beacon show the way.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's listen how that changes. Just, you know, we're within the first sentence, right?
Right.
Oh, birther, father, mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. Focus your light within us. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's move forward. Tete Malkuta, create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. All right, now think about that.
So,
all right, so how often do we say, oh, God's hand is in this? Well, I'm not being, you know, sacrilegious here, or I don't mean to be, you know, God doesn't have hands,
yeah.
Our feet.
We do.
We are the hands and the feet. And that's, O birther, mother, father of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. Focus your light within us. Mm-hmm. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way.
Right.
Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands.
You know what's beautiful about this? Just that one piece, through our fiery hearts and willing hands, is something I learned recently. You know, I do my journaling every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, you know, I have come, my higher powers come to teach me recently is the idea of, you know, we also often say in accordance with divine will, right? That's something
right.
we say often.
Right.
Do you know what accord means?
Okay, I'm hearing. I'm listening.
Okay, so core, just like encourage, means heart. It comes from the French, from the Latin.
Okay,
core, which means heart.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then add from accord means from, or rather through. So accord means through the heart.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So in accordance with divine will is through the heart. Can we then, it's this, through our fiery hearts and willing hands, can the light that moves us all and creates us all, can it be shared?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the line.
Next sentence. Newe Somenyak Ayakana Deboshmaya Af Varka. All right. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms.
Mm.
Now let me put that together. O birther, father, mother of the cosmos, parent of the cosmos. You create all that moves in light. Focus your light within us. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms. Mm-hmm. Now, we're just a couple of sentences in.
Right.
But can you see and feel the difference? And again, this is no, I mean, I think even with the translation, the Our Father is a beautiful prayer.
And you can hear the translation if you are recognizing a couple things, you know, that Father is all that is. It's not a single gendered old man in the sky.
Right.
Okay. And then if you also recognize what Jesus said over and over again, which is the kingdom of heaven is within, that can make our current translation close.
Yeah.
Not near as pristine and powerful as what we're talking about here. But you can hear it reflected. It's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
We are we're unpacking the Our Father. We're, in a sense, decoding the spiritual message of the Aramaic Jesus. Jesus spoke Aramaic. It spoke an Aramaic that no longer exists in the world. So it's an ancient language. We rely on people like Neil Douglas Klotz to help us interpret it. We're talking about the hidden gospel today here on Strategies for Living. It's a beautiful thing. We will continue as we roll on. Stay with us. More to come. Welcome back to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Having fun with the Our Father today. What? Having fun with the... Yeah, I mean, you know, this is so fascinating to explore and decode the spiritual message of the Aramaic Jesus. I mean, you know, almost all of the translations of the Bible that we have came through German, right?
Right.
But before that, back to either Greek or Hebrew, most of it Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the very least, you have about three or four, maybe five layers of translation to get through. And then, you know, we have to consider that if it came from Hebrew or Greek, again, most of what we've got came from the original Greek, but Jesus didn't speak Greek.
Right.
He spoke Aramaic. The Aramaic languages that Jesus spoke is no longer...
It's a dead language.
It's a dead language. It's no longer used in the world. So, again, we're talking about, a linguist, a theological linguist today, and his work, Neil Douglas Klotz, and a wonderful book called The Hidden Gospel.
Yeah,
okay, let's review so far what we've got. Abun de washmaya nethquadash shmak tete malkutak newe sebyanak akana de bashmaya af bahara. Do you hear the breath?
Mm.
Now, I'm not doing the breath because I can read the book, but I'm not an expert like Neil Douglas Klotz by any means. But the Aramaic language that Jesus used was about the breath.
Which makes total sense because if you go back to, you know, Genesis, right, it talks about God breathing life.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
And
you begin to get a few light bulbs that come, you know, that go off, right? And you begin to put pieces of the puzzle together. Right.
And how important that breathing then, I mean, breath is still at the root of our words for spirit.
Yeah.
And inspire all of that roots back to breath.
To breath. So but, what we've got so far is, O birther, father, mother, parent of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. Focus your light within us. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all form.
So before we go forward, I just want to mention how elegant this is, because what he's done, if this is an accurate translation, what he has done is set up a foundation, a quantum foundation for the reality of the world.
Mm-hmm. You mean Jesus knew quantum? Of course he did.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course he did.
If this is an accurate translation, it's it's laying the foundation for the idea that all that exists is light, and that, yes, we see and experience the world as particles and as solid, but the mother, father, all that is, the parent of the universe, moves in light. And once we recognize that, and we recognize that within each other. Mm. And then, so he sets up the foundation of everything is the one,
yep,
and everything is light.
Yep.
And then once you recognize that, you set that foundation and you ask, you say, because I see this, I ask for you, the light of all, to come move within me.
Well, that's right.
Right?
That's exactly,
and
right.
It's a marriage. It's the beautiful
marriage. It's an invitation
and yeah.
a marriage.
It's,
yeah.
it's an allowance, an invitation, an acceptance of, I am one with the light, and I want it to move and act through me and through this beautiful form that I've been given, so that I can co-create with the divine, you know, heaven on earth.
Yep.
As it is in heaven.
Yep.
Right?
All right. So let's move forward. Habulan Lakma Disenquanan Yamana. Grant what we need each day in bread and insight.
Mm-hmm.
Subsistence for the call of growing life.
See, I love this because I've always interpreted, not always, but within the past couple of years, I've reinterpreted, grant us this day our daily bread,
mm-hmm,
not just to mean
physical bread, food,
but it's not even
physical food, but spiritual food,
right?
Mental food,
everything. And it's to recognize it's not a plea of give me the bread. It's really more of an awareness to say, I am given the bread.
Mm.
If I look around and I recognize all that is within my environment, all that I'm capable of interacting with, it can be the bread for my growing. It can be opportunities for my growing.
Now, this next sentence really is freeing. You'll understand when you hear. Washboklan kaban wak tahan ikana daf. Kanan Shibukan Lakai Yaban. You understand now, don't you?
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
Yes, that made
all right, so
clear.
Listen to the translation here. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Isn't that freedom? Isn't that pure freedom?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, we see the cords, you know, and so it reminds me of, this is definitely something of the heart. Right?
Yeah.
We loose the heart of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. See, that's beautiful. And again, kind of relates to how I had interpreted our translations, because our translation is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, right?
Right.
And I've recently come to reframe that as a great truth.
Mm-hmm.
It means that forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Like,
because it's all the same.
It's all the same. We're going to do that.
So as we, and this reads the same way, as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt, can we recognize and loose ourselves of any guilt that we hold within
and then,
us?
And then it's followed by, Wila talan laneshuna, which is, don't let us enter forgetfulness.
All
right, now let's listen to what we've got so far. Let's listen to what we've got so far.
That one is deep, though.
It is. O birther,
okay,
parent, father, mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. Focus your light within us. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms.
Mm-hmm.
Grant what we need each day in bread and insight, substance for the call of growing life. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Don't let us enter forgetfulness.
In other words, don't forget what has already been set up in the prayer so far.
Right.
Which is that we are one.
Yep.
We are of the light, and the light is all there is.
And we're here to learn and
to grow
and evolve.
Right.
So help us not to forget those lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a writer that wrote a book, Everything You Really Needed to Know You Learned in Kindergarten.
Yes,
I'm blanking on the man's name at the moment.
I know the book.
But it's a beautiful book. And, you know, it reminds you of those words of Jesus that call us to, you need to be like little children.
Right.
You know, you need to be back. And what he's talking about is the innocence of little children.
The open-mindedness and the wonder.
Little children don't know to create walls with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not the right color. You're not the right religion. You're not the right fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Little children don't know to do that.
Right.
Until they're perhaps, you know, they see it in the rest of us and model it.
Filled with open curiosity and wonder, because everything is new. And so to see the world as a child is to really see the world anew again.
All right. So the last sentence was, don't let us enter forgetfulness. And it's followed by, Ila patsan menbisha, but free us from unripeness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we are again at the ripe unripeness, right?
Right.
And so, don't let us enter forgetfulness, but free us from unripeness. Because, again, the beauty of it, as Jesus would have looked around in, all over the Middle Eastern world that he ministered in,
mm-hmm.
he would have seen nature and beauty all around him.
Sure.
Yeah. And so it would have been a natural thing. And you see it in the Gospels. You see the parables and the usage of
agricultural.
Yeah.
And
there's many references and many, that's the beauty of the parables. They use, they use language that people around him and listening to him would have fully understood. We may not, without stretching a bit, we may not understand that so well today.
Right.
And we think we know what these things mean, but until we kind of go back and decode,
it can mean a totally different thing from what we've
read. Yeah, it really can. We've got more. We'll be back here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategy.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, taking a look at the Lord's Prayer, taking a look at the Our Father, but doing it through Aramaic, trying to attempt to do it through the transliteration and translation from the Peshitta, which is the Syriac Aramaic version of Matthew chapter 6 through 9 and Luke chapter 11 through chapter 11 verses 2 through 4. And Neil Douglas Klotz did this. You can find a lot more in The Hidden Gospel, his book. So let's look at what we've got so far. We've got, O birther, parent, Father, Mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. Focus your light within us. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms. Grant what we need each day in bread and insight, sustenance for the call of growing life. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Don't let us enter forgetfulness, but free us from unripeness. Okay, now, it continues. Metol delakiai malkutha wahala west bukta lahalam almen. From you is born all ruling will, the power, and the life to do, the song that beautifies all from age to age, it renews. All right, so Jesus is giving credit where credit is due. It all goes back to the Creator.
Yes.
From you is born all ruling will, the power, the life to do, the song that beautifies all. From age to age, it renews. In other words, we're all one with God.
We are,
and Jesus taught that over and over.
Right, yeah. And we share in that power, in that song. And from age to age, it renews. That's our call to renew the truth, just like we're doing today, right? By trying to take it back and renew it for life, modern life today, to renew what. It means to be light and to share that and to recognize the oneness within each of us.
And then it's simply followed with amen. Truly, power to these statements. May they be the source from which all my actions grow, sealed in trust and faith. Amen. All right, so let's read the whole thing.
Okay.
O birther, parent, father, mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. Focus your light within us. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms. Grant what we need each day in bread and insight, sustenance for the call of growing life. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Don't let us enter forgetfulness, but free us from unripeness. From you is born all ruling will, the power and the life to do, the song that beautifies all. From age to age it renews. Truly, power in these statements. May they be the source from which all my actions grow. Sealed in trust and faith. Amen. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Huge.
makes a difference.
I mean, I think it recognizes, of course, the great power in all that is, but it also recognizes that all that is and all that power is within us, and that even is heard at the very end, right, where you say truly power to these statements, because by you saying that, you're recognizing the power that you hold by expressing these words through your form,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there's so much that, we would take days to unpack the work that Neil Douglas Klotz did in The Hidden Gospel. But, I thought, just looking at something that many of us know, which is the Our Father,
mm-hmm.
we could understand, you know, we could begin to understand, all right, this is rich. And mm-hmm. again, I love the Our Father that has come to us in the translation, the one that we all know. But, you know, when I see this on top of that, I mean, it's like icing on the cake for me.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Some brief things. When the King James Version says, "I am the good shepherd," right?
Mm-hmm.
"I am" is a key there. It leads us to the right experiences at the right time and the right place. You know, I am the good shepherd, you know.
Right.
Simple presence is the food of understanding, giving life to all.
Mm.
All right. So that could be instead of I'm the bread of life. Right.
What's beautiful? Sorry, I didn't mean to stop you, but even the word bread, even in English, right? If we take it back etymologically,
yep.
Funnily enough, bread roots to break.
Yeah.
And so really what it's saying is that you're a piece of the whole. You're, you know, the bread of life is not just sustenance in the way that we claim it to be, but it also represents that I am part, a piece of the light. I am a breaking off of the bread.
Yes.
I'm
a piece of the whole.
Yes. Yeah. I am a fractal of this light source, which we all are in reality.
And if you participate in your particular church in what's called communion, mm-hmm. right? That's one of the things, that's one of the many things that you can move from it. We're all coming together as one,
mm-hmm.
and remembering that, you know, okay, the bread can be broken and given to each one of us in pieces, but it comes from the whole. It comes from the whole loaf, right?
Right, and we need each one of those parts acting in synchrony in their best place of interest to function the best way. Just like you look at little cells that are lined up and come and take the nutrients and take them back.
Yeah, there
you
go.
They all function together as one.
If you want to dive deeper, the book is called The Hidden Gospel. It's Decoding the Spiritual Message of the Aramaic Jesus by Neil Douglas Klotz. We've just barely scratched the surface of it, but we've used a prayer that we all, many of us know, the Our Father. We'll be back here on Strategies for Living. Just a moment. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. You know, some of the stuff that we bring really stretches the mind and the imagination, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, I fully realize that some people are going to take the position of leave my Bible alone. you know, mm-hmm. it's mine.
You okay. can have it. That's fine. That's not, we're not saying one way is better or right
no.
or wrong or anything like that.
No,
I mean,
not at
I
all.
I would hope that what this does is kind of encourage us all to really feel, to deeply feel the meaning of the words that we take in and that we speak to each other and over each other.
You know, and when we look at something like this, whether it's right, wrong, it focuses us.
Mm-hmm.
It has us come in and focus. You know, I probably just absolutely slaughtered the Aramaic language,
it was
right?
Beautiful.
But I did the best I could, and you know, I'm sure if you listen to it in, you know, Neil Douglas Klotz do it, it would be very different from the way you heard me do it with my Bossier City Southern accent. But my point is that when we focus on it, it makes us think. It makes us, it stretches us, it makes us grow.
Well,
and isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, it makes you to really consider what it is that you're saying and what the meaning of it is.
Yes.
And how it resonates within you.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't resonate, leave it.
Resonates within you. Isn't that what we want?
Yeah.
Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being a part, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies too. If today was the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.